Can you remain a Christian if you stay away from church on Sunday mornings? I've written a column in the latest issues, etc. journal titled, Why Do You Go to Church? We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Mark Seyfried writes about his journey from being a Baptist seminary professor to becoming a Lutheran seminary professor. It's the free online Issues, etc. journal, issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. If time has come during this broadcast week, here at the end of the broadcast on this Friday afternoon, October the 12th, to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We always give away the LPR bundle package, but this time we have added something, and for the future going forward, we have added something to the bundle package. It's a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem. It'll go along with the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. That LPR bundle package goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. We got four soundbites to play for you. All you need to do is listen. After you've listened, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. A tweet will do as well, at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, we've left space there for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Mary Rice Hassan. She's explaining how public school has changed since you attended.
It is not the public school that you remember. And it's not even the public school if you've raised older kids. It's not even the public school of 10 years ago. It is a radically different environment and is being driven by people that parents have no influence on. It's the outside activist groups. It's these professional education establishment groups. Most school boards are not responsive to parents any longer. So it's not the same public school. And the game changer really has been just this promotion of the LGBT culture and identities and insisting that everyone conform to that. So it's not the same at all.
That's soundbite number one, Mary Rice Hassan. How has public school changed since I attended? If you'd like to vote for it, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Rod Dreher. We were talking about the confirmation hearings and the final appointment of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. I asked him about why he thought there was such out-of-control reactions to the Kavanaugh hearings.
It's a substitute for the loss of God. I really do mean that. We're seeing people who are giving themselves over to a fanatical form of pseudo-religion. A friend of mine, a literature professor, a Christian, said that I needed to read Dostoevsky's novel Demons, which is sometimes translated into English as The Possessed, to understand our current moment. It is astonishing how much what happened in the middle of the 19th century in Russia compares to what we're going through now. Dostoevsky talks in that book about a group of young people who are on fire with ideology. They hated God, they hated the Tsar. They wanted total emancipation of the individual. And what they ended up doing was talking themselves into committing murder and destroying everything. It is eerie to see the parallels there between those idealistic young liberals in Dostoevsky's novel and the idealistic young liberals on the left today. We have to understand what's actually going on in terms of cultural warfare and in terms of spiritual warfare with them. I don't want to be panicked about all this, Todd, but I think we have to pay close attention to this. These people who are going nuts, screaming at the Supreme Court, pounding on the doors, and doing the same thing at colleges, what happens on campus is not going to stay on campus. It is going to infect the mainstream of our politics. We need to be ready for that. And believe it or not, reading Dostoevsky's book, The Demons, is one way to understand what's happening in our own country at our own time, and to prepare for it.
That's soundbite number two, Rod Dreher, on why he thinks the out-of-control reactions to the Kavanaugh hearings were so very out of control. Vote for that one. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Paul McCain. We have been doing a series with him, a long series on the Lutheran Confessions. And in a recent conversation, the subject turned to radical Lutheranism, and here's his response.
When you hear people devising new terms and using new adverbs or adjectives in front of well-known terms, you have to just stop and say, what do you actually mean by that? And I'm never clear exactly, when is grace ever not radical? So why do you need to qualify it with the word radical? What's the itch you're trying to scratch here? But this idea of there's grace, but then there's a radical grace. There's Lutheranism, but we're the radical Lutherans. I have some ideas, and based on what I've read, it appears to be that they think, they're convinced, that Luther really didn't go far enough. The conversations about the law often led to this idea that maybe we'll mislead evangelicals into thinking that they can save themselves by works. I think it's fundamentally, I'll just go out on a limb here, in my opinion, it betrays a fundamental lack of understanding of confessional Orthodox Lutheran theology and a fundamental lack of trust that this is the truth of God's Word, and therefore we need to be taught by the likes of a Gerhard Ferdy, who denied the vicarious satisfaction of Christ's atoning death on the cross. When a man denies that, I will not, cannot, and never will trust another word he says about anything concerning the Christian faith, and nobody else ever should, period. We don't need to be taught by heretics like that. Or I would put it this way. When you show me that you've exhausted your reading and study of all of our Orthodox confessional Lutheran fathers, including, and most importantly, the chief teacher of the Augsburg Confession, Martin Luther, then maybe you'll have time to dabble with these 20th century innovators. But I doubt it, and I would hope not.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain responding to radical Lutheranism. If you'd like to vote for that one, feel free to do so, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page has space for you to vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, and our Twitter address @issuesetc. Get ready to vote. This is soundbite number four, and after we have played it, we'll take a break and start taking your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. It comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. Here he is talking about claims of evangelical style with Lutheran substance.
They have this weird spiritual thing that they're looking for the spirit within them. And, you know, any Lutheran church that is trying to embrace these forms of worship, they're being utterly foolish, because these forms of worship come with an inherent enthusiastic theology that is diametrically opposed to the sacraments and the means of grace. You cannot combine the two. I just don't understand those Lutheran churches that somehow think that they can adopt this style of worship and preaching and somehow maintain any kind of solid confessional and biblical orthodoxy. It's just not possible.
That is soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough on evangelical style and Lutheran substance. Those are the four sound bites. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's also your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package with the newly added Luther Rose Medallion, courtesy of Ad Crusum, along with the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. You get it by having the best vote as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, October the 12th. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
When the historian's ideological bias distorts or ignores evidence from the past, a bad kind of revisionism emerges.
Dr. Mark Kaltoff of Hillsdale College talking about his presentation at the Fall 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
It masquerades as honest history. Such revisionism needs to be exposed and dismantled. It undermines proper understanding of our world. It has been said those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. In this case, failure to expose bad revisionism means that those who do not know the past are condemned to suffer at the hands of biased ideologues who claim they do.
You can meet and hear Dr. Mark Kaltoff making the case against revisionist history at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference Friday, November 9th and Saturday, November 10th in Dallas, Texas. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
Confessional Lutherans, we've got your back. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We got four soundbites we played for you. Now it's time to take your votes, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Mary Rice Hassan, on how public school has changed since you attended? Soundbite number two, Rod Dreher, on why so many out-of-control reactions to the Kavanaugh hearings? Soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain responding to radical Lutheranism? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough on evangelical style, Lutheran substance. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Tacoma, Washington, where Mike is on the line. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I'd like to vote for Rod Dreher, soundbite number two, because it reminds us that there's a reason for these behaviors, and it really got my attention, and I really appreciated his insight.
Mike, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Tacoma. Jeremy is in St. Louis. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Todd. I'm voting for number one, Ms. Hassan. I believe that what she said is really telling of some of the unrest we've seen on the college campuses with the protest and the destructiveness coming from these so-called academic centers, and it's one of the main reasons why my wife and I work so hard to keep our daughter in the Lutheran school system, because we know there at least she'll be taught, you know, the foundations of what we know to be true and confess, and not be treated as some sort of a backwards person who needs to be fixed by the school system.
Jeremy, thanks, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Let's see what Karen in California has to say. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I wanted to vote for Pastor Paul McCain's soundbite. Everything he said is very compelling, and it's what I believe, and my husband's a retired pastor. It just helps motivate us more to share the gospel with our neighbors and friends and those in the community, as well as when we're traveling. And I thank you very much for the opportunity to share with you.
Karen, thanks for listening out on the West Coast, and thanks for your vote. Nathan listens in Iowa. He says, tough call as always, many good insights. But this week, I got to go with Chris Rosebro. The guy is a real fighter, and I appreciate the work he does. But this is the first time I'm aware of that he spoke for over 40 seconds without literally saying the word literally at least three times. So he's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Rosebro. Diane listens in St. Louis. She says, hi, I would like to vote for Rod Dreher, soundbite number two, because it seems the most sobering. Diane, thank you. In Connecticut, Evan says, the theology of Ferdy and his ilk is cloaked in familiar-sounding phrases such as the proclamation of grace and end of self-justification. Because of this, many members of the LCMS, including pastors, have fallen in love with the theology of radical Lutheranism. But as Paul McCain rightly points out, at the root of Ferdy's theological system is a complete denial of the atonement. Ferdy's disciple Stephen Paulson goes even further, claiming that Christ became sin not by imputation, but by actually committing sin in his cry of dereliction from the cross. These heretics need to be exposed for what they are before their insidious doctrine destroys the faith of many. I thank God for Pastor McCain's faithfulness in doing exactly that. Evan, thanks for listening in Connecticut. Thanks for your vote. Michael listens in Rome, New York. You know, listening to this, he says, this week's soundbites utterly scared the hell out of me. Once again, you guys have picked the best to put out there, and it's difficult to make a selection. We know that we live in the sad last days, and every prior culture felt that they were to be the very last. Knowing that history has a tendency to repeat itself, which I believe is a subject Dr. Kaltoff will be taking up during the fall Making the Case conference, unabashed plug, he says, Kyrie eleison. Thank you very much. All in all, his vote is for soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain on radical Lutheranism. Heidi listens in Illinois, voting for soundbite number one, Mary Rice Hassan. Heidi says, I am a mom of two under 3 years old, so this is a big topic for me. Thank you to Mary Rice Hassan for being so clear and bold about this subject. My husband and I are encouraged in the decisions we are making for our family and our children. Joy listens in Lindale, Texas. Pastor Rosebro's soundbite number four is the vote that she is submitting, which sounds the alarm against confessional Lutherans taking on evangelicalism's worship style, and it gets my vote. Creating a mood with stage light song that move me can drive Christians to seek an experience above looking to their Savior. Please, let's not ditch the liturgy for a multimedia experience. Robert in Taylor, Texas has a vote as well. He's voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Rosebro. He says he touched upon something I've been thinking a lot about lately. I'm not a Lutheran myself, but merely someone who is trying to learn more, so I apologize in advance if this steps on toes. But I've noticed that while some LCMS churches have maintained their traditional practice, others have done what Pastor Rosebro describes in going more toward evangelical megachurch way of doing things in the name of outreach or trying to be with the times. But that motive seems to be more in line with decision theology and trying to get people in the door so that they can make a decision for Christ rather than what I perceive to be the Lutheran view, which is that God creates that saving faith in the individual. Worse, this takes away from the role given the faithful of the word and sacraments that they need. One thing I admire about the liturgy is how literally everything is scripturally based. Even churches with a Bible church in their name don't have that much scripture there. Hopefully, traditional practice will win out. There's no reason to fear being the church. Thank you for your vote. The winner this week is soundbite number four. It's Pastor Chris Rosebro. His thoughts on evangelical style and Lutheran substance.
They have this weird spiritual thing that they're looking for the spirit within them. And, you know, any Lutheran church that is trying to embrace these forms of worship, they're being utterly foolish, because these forms of worship come with an inherent enthusiastic theology that is diametrically opposed to the sacraments and the means of grace. You cannot combine the two. I just don't understand those Lutheran churches that somehow think that they can adopt this style of worship and preaching and somehow maintain any kind of solid confessional and biblical orthodoxy. It's just not possible.
That's the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week, Pastor Chris Rosebro on evangelical style and Lutheran substance. Robert in Taylor, Texas. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, you get the LPR bundle package. And as always, thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Robert, send it in to talkback@issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. book of the month for October is called Reading Isaiah with Luther, and that's exactly what the book is. It is based upon Luther's lectures on Isaiah, Luther being an Old Testament scholar, and how he finds comfort for the troubled conscience on every page of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, that comfort found in its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Find out more about Reading Isaiah with Luther by Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040 and ask for Reading Isaiah with Luther. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss God the Father with Pastor Paul McCain in our series on the Lutheran Confessions. We're in the Apostles' Creed in Luther's Small Catechism, by the way. We'll continue our series on Lutheran catechesis, talking with Pastor Peter Bender about the Second Commandment and Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. And we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Moses and the plagues. There's a reason why different theologies produce different worship forms, because Christians believe differently. Baptists worship the way they do because they believe what Baptists believe, and Lutherans, well, until recently, worshiped the way they do because, until recently, they believed what Lutherans believe. It's a worthy goal to try and get back to that. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoda, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoda.com.